On a clear, cool September day, a gout-ridden Benjamin Franklin emerged from Liberty Hall after signing the new U.S. Constitution. A woman asked him, "Well, doctor, what have we got, a republic or a monarchy?" He responded, "A republic, if you can keep it." The United States of America has come a long way since that day. I have pondered if this is the country our founding fathers envisioned. My answer is no. I believe the founding fathers could not have envisioned the majesty of the nation they laid the foundation for. When I see America today, I see the fulfillment of John Winthrop's words, "We shall be a city upon a hill." America is that beacon to the world. Our country, like a city on a hill, stands as a pillar of freedom and an example of its benefits. I would like to share my view on this city, the light it has brought to the world, and thank those who paid dearly for its creation and maintenance. Since the dawn of civilization, man has plowed his fields with animals, lit his room with candles, and could travel as far as his horse could take him. Then, in 1788, something changed. The Founding Fathers ratified the U.S. Constitution, the blueprint for the success of our nation. As James Madison said, they accomplished a revolution which has no parallel in the annals of human society. They reared the fabrics of government which have no model on the face of the globe. From this blueprint, the nation sprung into an unprecedented period of growth. For nearly 6,000 years, the common man had no liberty to be ingenuitive. But in the first 200 years of being a nation, Americans developed cars, electricity, and rockets to bring mankind to the moon. The Founding Fathers could not have dreamed of AC, washing machines, or television, modern conveniences that everyone has here in the U.S. What started as a cluster of small settlements along the Atlantic coast grew into the world's most powerful, wealthy, and prestigious country, a city upon a hill. Other countries have noticed the light shining from America and instituted the same blueprint to free themselves. America's greatest export, which over 150 countries have adopted, is its system of government, a constitutional republic. The U.S. Constitution has inspired many countries to throw off the shackles of tyranny and embrace the blessing of autonomy. In the words of Clinton Rossiter, "There is no happiness without liberty, no liberty without self-government, and no self-government without constitutionalism." Not only have we inspired freedom in others, but we've helped maintain it as well. In the two world wars, the world looked to America for relief, and it came. My great-grandfather was a French soldier captured in World War II, and spent all 6 years of the war imprisoned while his family suffered under the Nazi occupation. My great-grandfather was reunited with his family thanks to the U.S. forces that liberated Western Europe. Throughout the rest of the 20th century, when conflict arose, Americans were there offering their fathers, sons, and brothers to anyone in need of workers to rebuild a nation in liberty. When dark clouds thunder across the world, casting an eerie gloom, the world turns to the city upon a hill to shine even brighter and shine the clouds away. But this grand city, and those like it, are not built or maintained for free. In the words of Reagan, "Freedom is a fragile thing, and it's never more than one generation away from extinction. It is not ours by way of inheritance. It must be fought for and defended constantly by each generation, for it comes only once to a people, and those in world history who have known freedom and then lost it have never known it again." The price of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is heavy. It was not just paid in dollars. It was, is, and will continue to be paid in blood and tears. That is the price of keeping America a beautiful, spacious, skied country where generations can prosper in peace. That is the price for freedom then, and it is still today. Our people have lost many of our choice men and women to fight for our liberty and security. The world is ever indebted to our veterans who have paid the price of freedom with their lives, whether they are still with us or not. After stagnated growth on Earth for millennia, America rose to the top in mere decades. Thanks to an amazing blueprint, the Constitution, our nation has become a city upon a hill. We are an example of autonomous government to our fellow liberated nations. To the VFW, thank you for the high and noble purpose of your great organization to honor the dead by helping the living. And to all veterans, both the living and the dead, I thank you for paying the price of freedom for my generation. I end my prayer with Ronald Reagan's. "Let us resolve, they will say of our day and our generation, that we did keep faith with our God, that we did act worthy of ourselves, and we did protect and pass on, lovingly, that shining city on a hill."